So the Sue Gray report is out. I don't know if you've seen any details of it, but it's fairly damning. Parties that the Prime Minister's been fined for once, but has been too many times. We talked about that previously, how people who are much more junior than the Prime Minister got fined and he didn't. Now, it turns out the reason why that happened, well, apart from any potential for, let's say, police being sympathetic to the government, is that the junior members who were there, junior civil servants stuff, filled in a questionnaire from the police asking them about what they were doing, whereas the senior members of the government and MPs didn't. So the evidence they needed to find people was basically it was stuff that the people admitted. Now, going back to what we were saying about legal representation, they would have had legal advice, the Prime Minister and senior government figures. Basically, don't fill in anything the police give you that you're not obliged to fill in legally, because you can only incriminate yourself. And it turns out that is good advice, and the junior staff who filled it in, just because I guess either they thought they legally had to or because they should, ended up being fined, and the Prime Minister, with his slippery, slopey shoulders, have avoided incriminating themselves, even though they were there. And you know, it's well known who is at many of these parties, and we've seen videos possibly from disgruntled junior staff who found themselves being fined when the Prime Minister wasn't, where there are videos of huge, you know, tables full of half-empty bottles of wine, and the reports of parties going on till 4:30 in the morning, people vomiting everywhere through excess drinking. You know, it's classic parties. The fact that the Prime Minister said in Parliament that he thought all rules had been followed was a lie at the time, and is even very much more clearly a lie now. There we are, and the evidence is there for everyone to see that mass law breaking was going on. In fact, number 10 is the single most fined address in the country for all of breaking lockdown regulations. But he's going to get away with it, isn't he? Because the governor, all the ministers are sort of gathering around saying, oh, he said sorry, his lessons have been learnt, he's not going to do it again, so let's let it go. But it's really very important that we don't let it go, because even though it might not seem to matter to people who weren't affected by COVID, and we've talked before about people who couldn't see dying relatives and people who are fined huge amounts of money for much more minor infringements, that's not the point. It's not about what happened to other people. It's about the fact that the people who were making the rules are breaking them. And not only that, but were very blatantly breaking them and getting away with it. And they knew they'd get away with it. And why did they know they would get away with it? Because just within the last few years, 5 or 6 years maybe, we've seen a shift from an accountable government to a government that knows it can do what it wants, and the people will just either put up with it or they won't have to answer for anything they do, because they control everything. They control the media, and if they don't, there's parts of the media they don't feel they control, and they neuter them, they either sell them off like Channel 4, or they just refuse to talk to them. You look at the stats for number of times government ministers go on the news these days. It's way down on what it used to be. What ministers and MPs used to feel they should have to do when it comes to news appearances, just because as part of the job. You know, now you get ministers say, oh no, I won't. You know, I won't go on the Today programme because it's biased or whatever. I mean, we could talk about media bias and how actually the bias generally from the BBC and the large broadcasters is pro-establishment. And I'm not saying that to knock the BBC. I'm saying that because that's how it's always been. Largely pro-government as a line, whoever's in government. Now, why am I talking about media bias? Because actually it just builds this sort of whole modern phenomenon we have today with this government of just being able to do what it wants. And when somebody dares tell it can't do what it wants, it ignores them or it attacks them. We've seen that with the Electoral Commission, which I think we touched on earlier, where it pointed out law breaking in the Vote Leave campaign. And what, lo and behold, the Electoral Commission has now been hobbled it's no longer independent. It has people, as of very recently, appointed by government rather than being an independent body. And this is the fate of anyone who dares criticise the government or dares insist on it sticking to the actual law. And so we have this environment now where they do what they want. And we see that. I mean, they basically laugh in our faces and say, no, it doesn't matter what we did during lockdown because, well, just get away with it. You know, we're a bit sorry. Things will change. They won't. They'll carry on. Which is why it's when people say, let it go, you know, the Prime Minister's got other things to do. No, don't let it go. You're playing into the hands of people who just laugh at the idea of being accountable or even saying sorry. It's like they're laughing at all the people who've lost people over this COVID pandemic or obeyed the law or done what they've been asked to do and what they thought was for the greater good. People making great sacrifices, not because they feel they might be arrested, but because it was the right thing to do for the country and just morally. And yet we're governed by people whose idea of morals is difficult to define. I'd say non-existent. If they think they can get away with something, they'll do it. Personal enrichment, giving huge contracts for PPE to their chums, throwing away billions, laughing at us, partying while they'd, you know, while they're telling us all to stay at home. It's all part of the same thing. It's a culture where this government and its party have lost all respect for the people. And I'd argue that whether you think it's important or not, what happened during Partygate, having a government that holds you in contempt, as this lot clearly do, is not healthy for democracy. And the result is, of course, the people will start holding the laws in contempt. Next time there's a lockdown, and there will always be another pandemic. What will happen next time? How bad is it going to get when people go, well, I'm not going to do what the government says because last time I did and they were just partying in number 10. We could see countless deaths that are a direct result of the example set by this government and their actions. And I think that really should make us think that maybe it's time to have a government, to choose a government that puts the people first rather than itself.